Ringgit and Sense on BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, you're now listening to Ringgit and Sense, the show that's all about personal finance. I'm Roshan Kanisan. It's quite clear that the pandemic and the movement control order have impacted the bottom lines for many Malaysians and has illustrated more than ever the importance of financial planning, not just for the short term, but also for the long term. So keeping in mind the pandemic and the MCO, today I explore retirement planning with Lai Pacey, Country Manager of Retail Banking with Standard Chartered. Pacey, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Roshan. Happy to be on the show.
Glad to have you on. Hope you are staying well and sane during this this MCO period. Basically, can we just start maybe with retirement planning basics? What are some of the essential things to keep in mind when we are planning retirement?
I think one should really do a few things. First is that one should actually start setting a realistic and very achievable retirement goals. So what that means is that you need to know what is the kind of lifestyle that you want to achieve actually in the longer term, and what type of income that you would actually still get actually post-retirement. So knowing and having that information is important, and knowing what you want, it's the first more important thing. So that's the first. Second is that financial education is important. So really nothing comes without any effort. So do spend some time to learn about the various financial tools that's available to calculate and to grow one's wealth to reach the retirement goals that you have in mind. And three, you don't need to do this all alone. There are actually many professionals actually out there who's able to help in these areas. And these days, we are a lot more fortunate. Not only are you able to speak to personalized professionals who are able to give those advice, you can also actually avail ourselves actually to digital tools. So really setting up these three items. One, setting realistic goals. Two, educate yourself. Three, seek help when needed, and do seek actual professional help if you can. Will help you to set your way out to planning actually for your retirement.
Okay, Pacey. So with everything we've been going through right now with the MCO and the pandemic, what are some important lessons do you think we can learn from that in terms of retirement planning?
The drivers of anything around retirement planning or even achieving your financial goals are actually quite complex ones. And what the pandemic has actually taught us is that many things actually come in unexpected. So, and in this way, and in this case, actually pandemic itself has impacted the wider economic performance of all the markets, including everything from GDP growth to what is the likely sustained low levels of interest rates going forward. So what that means is that while these macroeconomic trends play a part, your wealth management tools and the plans that you have to be proactively adjusted to address these macroeconomic impacts. So going back to the basic of investments then, it's about diversifying, making sure that the portfolio that one has is able to withstand some of these shocks and many of them unexpected, keeping them a little more flexible, making sure that we check on these plans actually constantly. And these basics would apply regardless whether it's a pandemic-driven environment or any other economic shocks that actually comes into the markets at any point in time.
So I think one of the more important points when it comes to retirement planning is calculating how much you need for retirement on an average basis. Do you have any information about how much is enough for retirement?
The thing is, there's no good ideal answer actually. How much is actually good for retirement? It really depends of and one's needs and one's aspirations. What kind of lifestyle that one needs to actually get to? So, in that regard, knowing actually what's needed early and what the levels are, and actually plan ahead to achieve that would be the best way to actually meet those numbers. Now, but having said that, Standard Chartered, which has ran a wealth expectancy survey actually in 2019. So in which case we ran these survey actually in 10 markets across Asia, Africa and Middle East. And Malaysia is one of those markets that we had actually survey on. And it tells us a few things. One is that most Malaysians, right? And in this case, we were targeting and we were surveying actually three target groups. One is emerging affluent, and the affluent and the high net worth. And these are defined actually by people who do actually have monies to save and invest actually in the longer term. So this is the group that we're looking at. Second is that the average Malaysian are actually quite well prepared compared to other markets in preparing for his retirement. And looking at the monies that they have actually at the point of what we call it at the point of the highest affluence, which we estimate it to be assumed at the age of 60, the average Malaysian would have approximately US dollars, $4,500 every month to see to their retirement. And the question that will then be, I think for us, is that enough, right? And this $4,500 when compared to the average income and the lifestyle cost of an average Malaysian in those categories, is slightly below today's lifestyle, but it's almost to where they need to be. Now, and these 4,500 every month, knowing the level of income, the level of wealth they have, the emerging affluent, for the emerging affluent segment, it lasts them for 15 years. For the affluent, it lasts them for 18 years. And the high net worth lasts them 25 years, right? So a few questions to ask ourselves. Number one, looking at these average numbers, is 4,500 US dollars, is that sufficient for yourself? And that depends on your own lifestyle. Second is that what is the life expectancy actually of that particular segment? Will they actually be able to last you 15, 20, 30 years? And that's an answer that only that's peculiar actually to the individual. In which case, that's when you, if you're planning for retirement, you do need to get into a personalized retirement plan.
So basically, just to confirm, that $4,500, which is about just under 20,000 ringgit at this point, that was average income per month, or was that savings for the year?
That is the average expenses that one can spend on, calculating actually on the overall deposits and savings that they have at the point of retirement. So the point is 60 years old, right? Say an average affluent person would have a million US, right, in their savings. And this $1 million in their savings, if you stretch it for 18 years, they will have an average spend of that $4,500 they can actually spend each month.
Right, right. So essentially what we are looking at here is that at retirement, if you've got $1 million, which is maybe 4.3 million ringgit at this point, then if you use $4,500 a month, how long can that money last you? Am I correct?
That's right. That's right.
So first thing, we're obviously talking about a certain demographic here, emerging, affluent and above, who can reach those numbers. You've touched on a very interesting point here, right, which is how long that money can last you. So considering that we're all living longer, on a philosophical level, I guess, is retirement a realistic notion at this point?
It is certainly realistic. It's a question of, I think in this case, not when you retire, it's when you start planning for retirement. Right. So if you plan early, and one should, right, and have an expectation of what kind of lifestyle that you want to actually get to, and start saving on investing towards that goal, and planning to actually live as long as you can and to sustain a post-retirement, that would be actually the ideal scenario. So if the question is that can one actually plan for retirement, though life expectancy is actually so much longer, absolutely you can, but you need to take action actually early and not too late.
All right, Pesi, we're going into a few messages right now. When we come back, we'll be continuing this discussion. You're listening to Ringgit & Sense, the show that's all about personal finance. Stay tuned.
Ringgit and Sense on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for staying with us here on Ringgit and Sense, the show that's all about personal finance. I'm speaking to Lai Pei Si, Country Head of Retail Banking for Standard Chartered, and we're talking about retirement planning today. Now, Pei Si, what other things are essential when it comes to planning for retirement? So obviously expenses is one. The estimate of how long you're going to live is another. Anything else that we really need to pay attention to here?
You need to pay attention to also whether you have dependents who need to rely on you actually post-retirement. You need to think also about if post-retirement, would you still have some income? And some of us, especially in Malaysia, where we have additional investments, like, for example, investment property, being able to have some rental income, or having actually pension, that would actually come in into the income calculation, right? And all those, when you put everything actually into a plan, will then tell you, will I have continuous income actually post-retirement? What is the real lifestyle cost, life expense that I want to spend on or I can afford to spend on? And everyone's lifestyle is a little bit different. So, like, for example, for myself, I like to think that I'd be able to travel as I do actually today, as I'm working, right? And post-retire, I like to be able to travel more. And that then actually come in, all the expenses come in to then actually decide and to determine how much you truly need to prepare for at the point that you want to retire. And of course, the last is at which age you want to retire, and that would all add actually to the retirement plan.
So basically, based on that 2019 survey, was $1 million enough for the for a lot of those that were surveyed in terms of a retirement?
It seems to suggest that more than 60% of the average Malaysian would have comfort that it's sufficient actually for them to see to their retirement.
Right, so that 60% feel that $1 million was comfortable enough.
$1 million is comfortable enough if they are and if they're happy to be able to live within that $4,450 actually to be exact, right? That's for on a monthly basis on their retirement needs.
Right. So, was there anything else that really stood out to you in this survey that was done in 2019, such as maybe comparisons with other countries, how Malaysia stands out there?
A few things. Number one, Malaysian seems to be a lot more prepared, actually, versus the other nine markets that we surveyed on. So, for Malaysians, by the time that we are 60 years old, 64% of us will be more than halfway in achieving our retirement dreams, right? So that's actually the first. Two is that when we compare that actually with the other markets seem to suggest there's only up to 50% of them actually get to. So we're two-thirds there, actually, vis-a-vis actually other markets, there's 50%. The average Malaysian is also, they like to spend a lot more time. Yeah, one of their biggest retirement priority is to spend time with friends and family. And that seems to be the best indicator of what we would call it as a good quality of life. So that has actually come through quite differently vis-a-vis some of the other markets.
And just to be clear again, that this is the 60% of the people that were surveyed in this 2019 survey, right? Which is the emerging, affluent and above.
That's right. Okay. That's right.
What else was when it came? So is this a matter of, so Malaysia seems more prepared. Malaysians in this survey seem more prepared than other countries. Was this a matter of maybe having EPF on our side here, or are other countries just a lot less unprepared?
Well, the respondents actually, most of them did actually cite EPF and having availability actually to pension funds being one of the reasons. Second reason is that we have rather big savers actually vis-a-vis of the markets as well. So that came up actually pretty strong as well. So that is probably the one of the two biggest reasons why we saw actually a more positive response on Malaysians on meeting retirement needs vis-a-vis the market. But having said that, while 64% says I'm ready, it doesn't mean that these same 60% are all absolutely be able to actually meet their needs. Because like I said earlier, for the emerging affluent, that $4,500 will really only last them for 15 years, right? For the emerging affluent, it lasts us actually 18 years. High net worth, actually more than 20 years. So it's really a matter of what is the life expectancy? Whether is the $4,500, is that truly enough or not enough? And as we reflect actually our own personal savings, you ask yourselves and we ask ourselves as we are at, say, here we are assuming the age of 60, do we have that sum of money at that point to be able to spend over that period of time?
Yeah, because 15 years, if let's say you retire at 60, that's only 75 years of age when that money runs out. And there's a lot of us are living beyond 75 years of age. So that's a very important thing to keep in mind of. And based on, I think, some of the things that you've said, basically, so you can either save longer or maybe reduce that the lifestyle expense you're expecting later on in order to adjust for the timeline there. But, you know, when it comes to retirement planning or any sort of financial planning, really, mentality and mindset is very important. What kind of changes in mindset do you think is needed in order for Malaysians to achieve a quote-unquote good retirement?
I think the first point is that what is a good retirement, right? So first thing to note is that if you are you're a high earner today, it doesn't mean that you will have a good retirement, right? Doesn't mean that you have a good retirement plan. So that's actually the first more important point. The second important point is that the survey is also telling us the average Malaysian tend to make wealth management decisions actually on their own. And some of the reasons why where we ask them, why are you making these decisions on your own and not getting yourself actually more help? And they say things like, I'm not willing to disclose some of the information I have and my goals actually to third parties. So that's the second. Third is that, therefore, when we think about what needs to change, a couple of things need to change, I think. The first is use the knowledge of the professionals actually out there, right? Because there's so much info, there's so many tools actually out there. Leverage actually on these tools. Educate yourself to know where you want to be. Leverage on them and such that you'll be able to come back actually with a better retirement plan to meet the needs beyond the 15, 18, or 25 years that we just spoke about. So that's the first. Two is that for many of us, as we go through actually our life goals, there are many financial goals that come in place, like, for example, children's education that tend to be almost the first priority for many of us. But remember, there is still a retirement goal that you need to actually get to. So do not forget that retirement and planning for retirement must come in simultaneously and as early as possible so that you've got more time to then meet and plan and invest into those goals. Three is start as early as you can. And when you are able to just put a little bit away, right? It's not that far away, right? Actually, for many of us, actually for retirement.
Okay, and so just before we end, basically, do you have any other notes or anything you want to point out to the Malaysian public, and not just the emerging affluent as well, when it comes to retirement planning?
So the first is that know what you want, know what kind of lifestyle you want to get to, and start early. So that's one. Two is avail yourself actually to all the help that. That the industry provides. So from professionals that you can speak to getting to a customized plan. And for those who are a lot more and who are also comfortable, use the digital tools that the industry actually have available to all the consumers.
All right, Paisley, thank you so much for your time today.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I was speaking to Lai Pei Si, country head of retail banking for Standard Chartered. This was Ringgit & Sense, the show that's all about personal finance. I'm Roshan Kanasin for BFM 89.9.
Ringgit & Sense on BFM 89.9, the business station.